Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins the 2024-25 NBA MVP. This past season, he averaged 32 points, 5 boards, 6 assists a game during the regular season. While that's going on, he and the Thunder took a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals last night. SGA has a chance to become the best Thunder player of all time this postseason. Overreaction or not an overreaction?
Not an overreaction. A couple of interesting stats that I saw regarding SGA winning the MVP. The last 7 MVPs have been won by an international player. Isn't that kind of wild?
That is.
SGA this year, Nikola Jokic 21, 22, 24, Joel Embiid 2023, Giannis Antetokounmpo 2019, 2020.
Where do we put Embiid?
What do you mean?
He did represent the U.S. in the Olympics, but he is Cameroon. From Cameroon.
So they're international players. He's an international player. But he did play for the United States. I get it.
But exemptions and steps. And then SGA is obviously Canadian.
Also, get this. The Thunder became... They joined a pretty exclusive club of teams with 3-plus players to win the MVP. They joined the 76ers, the Lakers, Celtics, and Rockets. Thunder have only been a team since 08. And we're talking about 76ers, Lakers, Celtics. These are long, historic franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like it's pretty damn impressive. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and SGA in the time period since what?
Because they don't count the Sonics.
2013-14 was their first with Kevin Durant.
KD, 17 was Westbrook, and then this season was SGA.
That's pretty insane. But going back to the prompt, he has a chance to become the best Thunder of all time, the greatest Thunder player of all time. I don't think that's an overreaction in the slightest. One, when you look at the MVP seasons that they've had in their franchise's history, we know that Russell Westbrook was a triple-double king. He had great stats, but he didn't shoot a great percentage, and that team won 47 games that year. SGA won 68. When you look at the Kevin Durant, right? That team was great, and they made it to the Western Conference Finals, but they won 59 games. This is the best Thunder team of all time, just bar none in the regular season, with 68 wins. That's just the truth of it. When you look at the statistics, they're top 5 in net rating all time in NBA history, all of that. And even when you compare his numbers to Kevin Durant's numbers from 2013-14, Kevin Durant scored less points, and he was less efficient. Kevin Durant was right around 32 points per game on around 50% from the field. SGA, 32.9, almost 33. He's the scoring king of this year's season at 51%. And here's just the general thing I feel. This is more feeling than stat, and I think most people feel this way. If you're able to have the best regular season in the history of your franchise, then also you're able to go win an NBA Finals and win an NBA MVP all in the same season, I think you get stamped as the greatest in that franchise's history. If you accomplish all that in one particular season, you're going to be remembered forever. You're never going to be forgotten, right? And I know that they've had James Harden and Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, and 2 of those 3 won an MVP for that franchise. But SGA has a chance to do something they were never able to accomplish. Win a Western Conference Finals and win an NBA Finals. And he is the presumptive favorite, the Thunder, the presumptive favorite to go do that. So I think if he wins a title, you stamp him greatest Thunder player of all time. And I know it's still young in his career. He's 26 years old. I get all of that. But he has accomplished a lot. 3-time All-Star, MVP, finished 3 times in top 5 of MVP voting, and he could potentially win a championship. So I just have to give it to him.
There's no doubting the accomplishment at all. I don't want to take any shine, especially with his MVP being this year. Is it unfair to also say that this, especially this one specifically, based on what we see from other players, for me, namely Nikola Jokic.
Right.
Is this a potential case of voter fatigue for him?
Listen, I've said all year I think Nikola Jokic is really the rightful MVP.
Sure.
But SGA has
been phenomenal.
As much as I've said that, you know, Nikola Jokic averaged a triple-double. Nuggets can't do anything without him. I think Nikola Jokic showed more value to his team, because I think I look at the rest of that Thunder roster, and it's very good.
It's,
It's very good.
That's kind of where
and they're nine guys deep, and I understand all of that. But yeah. SGA did everything he could to make it a conversation, and ultimately he's getting it. I know what you're saying, mm-hmm. but having won it and having had the stats to win it, being deserving of it is enough for me.
He's totally deserving. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, this is just, for what it's worth, this is also a trend we've seen with every, you know, best player in the world sure. for multiple seasons on end. We see this throughout every single era and decade of the NBA. This right. is not a new thing by any stretch.
Yeah, and also, last night's game, what'd you think about that? It's kind of funny to talk about this, and I don't know if the NBA was being like...
Am I allowed to call it unethical hoops?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I don't know if the NBA was trying to, like, cut through some of the bad PR being, you know, placed at the feet of SGA because of the foul hunting. That's why they announced the MVP today. I don't know if that's what the case is. But last yeah. night was unethical hoops, and I agree with you. It was really hard to watch. Now, I do want people to understand... Timberwolves were not winning that game.
No.
Regardless of the situation.
Oh, no.
They were horrid. And they shot 51 threes, made 15 of them. According to ESPN research, Minnesota had 39 open three-pointers. So nobody within 5 feet of them. They went 11 for 39.
Oh.
And Dante DiVincenzo, Naz Reid, Nikhil Alexander-Walker combined on those open three-point attempts within 5 feet. No one within 5 feet. They were 4 for 24. So, like,
tells me is that Nikhil Alexander-Walker hit a contested three.
The Thunder and SGA may have played those unethical hoops you're talking about and did a little bit too much foul hunting, but there was just no way the Timberwolves were ever going to win that game.
No.
Even if you take away every single free throw made by SGA, it was going to be 103-88.
Yeah,
they're still going to win by 15.
There was absolutely no shot. I mean, foul baiting or not, which, for what it's worth, even with the free throw, and there wasn't even much of a free throw disparity.
Really, I think the Thunder took 26, and the
Timberwolves
took
like 22 or something like that. It was around that mark. That's not even what gets me when it comes to the conversation of the foul baiting, especially in the way that it happens with... SGA, the other one right now in these playoffs.
Jalen Brunson,
absolutely. It's less about them getting to the line and slowing the game down, which we know they want to do. It's more about affecting the way that defenses play them. It's so much more difficult now because you have to essentially play them off ball when they're driving to the rim.
Right.
For the absolute fear of...
If I touch them, if I so much as breathe on him. Even that is frustrating to me because... Largely last night, I don't know how you saw it, mm-hmm. and you can tell me if I'm wrong here. It felt like SGA, even when they were doing that, Nikhil Alexander-Walker not even touching him while he's driving to the lane waiting to contest, SGA would create the contact, then he would get the call.
Oh.
He would create the contact.
Yeah.
It wasn't Timberwolves players going to make contact with the guy. It was SGA leaning into them, then getting the call when he flopped eventually.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be incorrect on this. I really could have sworn going into this season, I'm talking from last summer, going into this season, the idea with a rule change was, especially on jumpers, if the offensive player is moving beyond their verticality,
correct.
There's supposed to be an offensive foul called.
Yes, 100%. That's what I thought, too.
How many of those have we seen in these playoffs?
None. Zero. I haven't seen any. And Jalen Brunson.
He's the worst about it.
Which series was it?
It was probably the Pistons one.
I think it was the Pistons series.
I'm going to say that because the Pistons played.
He would
up-fake
a three-pointer.
Yes.
And then he would jump directly into his defender, and they would give him the call.
Yeah.
And I thought we had gotten that out of the game.
Like, with every time I've been watching both those teams, both OKC and the Knicks, which, you know, admittedly, I root for the Knicks family ties and
sure,
all.
Sure, I get it.
Even my dad is sitting there watching, and he's like, that's
an offensive foul.
He's like, that
I thought.
Doesn't look quite right.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. 100%.
It isn't just SGA, and I don't think it would have changed the outcome for this game at all.
Well, the problem the Timberwolves had last night, their players outside of Anthony Edwards, and he wasn't great. He didn't score a single point in the fourth quarter.
Randall was solid.
But outside of Randall and Ant, no one showed up. Not a single person.
Not a soul.
Like Naz Reid was a guy that I pointed to. And I feel stupid for pointing to the guy, but he against
averaged
the Thunder
like 20-10 against the Thunder.
Against the Thunder this year, he averaged 22-11 on 50% from the field and over 40% from three. He was horrible last night. Horrible.
He was 0-for from three.
He was terrible.
And he just kept letting them rip.
And Dante DiVincenzo was no good. Nikhil Alexander Walker couldn't hit water if he fell off a boat. Jaden McDaniels, same way. They had two guys in double figures. That's it.
And it was Jaden McDaniels fouled out.
It was Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle.
Yep.
The usual suspects. You need better. If you're going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder and that deep team, you have to have every one of your seven guys or eight guys that you play step up.
You want to hear the craziest thing, I think, from last night with the with the T-Wolves? Do you know the only player with a positive rating?
Yeah. Julius Randle?
Mike Conley. Mike Conley was a plus +5.
That is okay. That's that. That goes,
that's awesome.
That falls into plus minus is the fakest stat.
Yeah,
in
it's
America,
so
though.
Bad. It's rough.
Plus minus is a very fake stat at times. I hate when people reference it all the time. That falls.
No,
into
that
line.
One is definitely one of those like.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a plus +20 and you win a game, sure, I can give you credit
like
for your
this
plus
game
minus.
Where
if you're plus -5 and you lose by what was it? Almost 30.
Yeah.
Or 26?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. We're not giving you credit for plus minus.
We have to. It's Mike Conley.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We have
love
to.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. What we got next?